Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 30 August 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Just me and you tonight. You and I are going to talk a while. I'm going to take phone calls. I want to hear from you. If by any chance you were at Bard's Fest, I'd like for you to call in and share what you saw at Bard's Fest, if you would. If anybody listens tonight, what happened to be at Bard's Fest this past weekend, let me know what you thought of it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'll share about that with you all just a minute, because it was a great time, a much-needed time for me as far as some R&R. And by the way, our T-shirts, the one with the lions and lambs, the lion without a mask and lambs wearing a mask, you know what I'm talking about, was a big hit. I want to thank you all for ordering the T-shirts. Yeah, I do appreciate that. It was a big hit. People loved it and what it stood for and what it said. So we're blessed on that. Folks, the T-shirts are available for $24.95 delivered to your door. They're beautiful. I would call royal blue with a full collar picture of a lion standing amongst a flock of lambs. The lamb is wearing mask, the lion not. Underneath it is on top of it says no fear. And underneath is a verse from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given the spirit of fear. This is what we have to stand, folks. We are lambs before our God, but lions before tyrants. So let them know that. If you could have been there this past week in the Bard's Fest, you've been encouraged and educated beyond belief what's happening in this country. But T-shirts are still available if you want them. It was a big hit. And, of course, we're going to offer today and tomorrow, just the next 2 days, that teaching I did, America, why will ye die? America, why will ye die? Why are we killing ourselves? Why do we let ourselves go? This whole weekend was addressed to the issue of America, and America's fallen, and to glorify God with maybe some revival in our land. So it's available, folks, 4 hours for $12.50 on DVD or CD, your choice. And of course, we now have the books in that our brother Tiemann from Texas wrote, exposing the once saved, always saved doctrine. You send to me for free, I'm going to send out just for postage and handling, $5. $5 will get you a booklet. It's a book. It's probably about 60, 70 pages long. It talks about how the fallacy of once saved, always saved, and what it has done to millions of people who believe that doctrine. It's available, folks, for $5 if you want it. You have friends who believe that nonsense, as I used to believe. Don't throw stones at them. I'll be the two one time. Give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Say, Pastor, I want that book. $5. We'll get it right out to you. Just call, leave a message with Lisa. By the way, our office line is down right now. I'm so sorry about that. I called today. It's supposed to be fixed tomorrow. So the main line of the office is down. If you call and can't get through, please be patient. Call back maybe Wednesday. Hopefully be up and running by then. I'm so sorry about that, but it's available by phone. If you call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Get that right out to you. Folks, you have to face the hard truths with the ones that you want to hear. We don't always get to hear what we think we should and what we want to hear. We sometimes have to buck up and listen to what the scriptures say and understand the truth of them and understand that our God is no respecter of persons. He wants you to come to Him no matter who you are. He wants you to obey Him, as He said, Christ said, if you love Me, you'll keep My commandments. Keeping commandments is not an option if you love Him. No more than me being faithful to my wife is an option if I love her. If I love her like I say I do, then I would never commit adultery on her, would I? And in almost 50 years, I never have because I do love my wife. And all I can say is, if you love Christ, you'll be faithful to Him. And I mean that. Now, I'm going to share some scripture with you just a minute, but I want to talk to you a little bit about this past weekend. I wish you all could have been there. And one of the main reasons is we all needed a boost. And to get around the people that were there and see their enthusiasm for Christ, for their opposition to tyranny, whether it be health tyranny or whatever it may be. To meet people that I've never met before, to meet speakers I've had in the program, like Dr. Sherry and Dr. Madej and others. It was a wonderful thing to meet some other preachers there. And Coach Dave was there. To spend time with him, to talk to him, to get to know him a little better. It was a wonderful time, but the enthusiasm in the people there that wanted to hear the gospel of Christ. I got to preach on Friday evening about 8 o'clock. They about preached me hoarse because they just love the Word of God so much. And I love preaching the Word of God. More about anything in the world, I love preaching. I truly do. Got to meet some fantastic people. A lot of new friends. Never heard of before. Never heard of me before. But I got to meet new people. Get to know some new people. Make new friends. Meet brothers and sisters in Christ, because if you're in Christ, we are related by blood. You know that? We truly are. To meet them and get say hi to them and get to meet people that listen to my radio show for years. I had one gentleman come up to me and talk to me. It really touched my heart. He said 20 years ago. Now, I've been on radio going on 30 years ago. I'll be on the radio 29 years to come in March. So it's been somewhere in there around 27, 28 years ago. He was driving through Springfield, Missouri, and he heard me on the radio. He told me that he just about come to his end. He was depressed and discouraged. And whatever I talked about that night, as he said, it lifts me up, Pastor. You got me through that, and I'm still here. And I'm still plugging along. That really, really blessed me beyond words. Folks, I've always prayed that what we say in this radio broadcast does not go out as seen and come back without producing some fruit with it. And that one gentleman that spoke to me that night certainly made it worth all the years of being on the radio just to hear him say that. I bless one individual. It was so great to see people that, like I said, the program, and know who we are. And a lot of them Melody's Houston's broadcast. They heard me on Melody's broadcast also. These people actually care, and they're interested in what's going on. But they wouldn't have been there. They come from far away, Texas to Oregon to Maine, all over the country they were there. I wish y'all could have been there. You can watch it, I'm sure, pretty soon on bardsfm.com, bardsfm.com. She'll be there soon. I know our producer, Phil Hudock, filmed a lot of it. So I hope you get listen to it when you can, because there's a time that we all need. We all need encouragement from time to time. Folks, I know I do. My goodness, I'm just a man. I have situations I don't talk about on the radio. I have health problems and issues that just being a mere mortal. The 7th of next month, I'll be 73 years old. Folks, I'm already well past the 70. Let's mention the scripture. I'm well past it. 73 years old in about a week. The time I left on earth, I have no idea. Between me and the end, I don't know what's going to happen. But my Father does. So you say, Pastor, do you ever think about it? Of course I think about it. My goodness, folks, my life is flying by. I do think about it. I mean, what kind of individual would I be if I didn't think about how quickly my life's went by and how much time I may have left? My biggest prayer is, though, is that I'd glorify my Father with the time I have left. And do I always get it done? No. Do you ever mess up? Yes, I mess up. But I want to glorify him with what time I have left. Well, Marcia Jean and I have been together this coming November. I'll make 50 years of marriage. 50 years. And folks, I'll say this on the air and don't care who knows it. We never had sexual relations before we were married. She was a virgin. That doesn't happen very often to anybody's life. And in 50 years, I've been faithful to that lady because she's earned every bit that I could do for her. I know that sounds corny today to hear that. I know it does. Because today, shacking up and having babies without getting married is much more common than getting married. Dedication and commitment to one another today is it lasts for whatever time it quits feeling good to be together. That's the kind of love that destroys the world. That's the kind of love that destroys nations and societies. It's a feel-good love. The marriage that we have with Christ is the same way. We love him. We are faithful to him. We do not cheat on him, so to speak. We don't do it. And that's something we have to understand to live it and live it the way he wants us to. We can laugh and mock and ridicule all we want to those who seem corny and old-fashioned. And I know probably some young people out there, maybe some of my grandkids, I don't think so, but never know. Like, Papa was an old fogey. I mean, he actually gives us his old Bibles when he gets through with them for us to keep. And I think my grandchildren appreciate them, but whether they do or not, they're precious to me. It's one of the most precious gifts I can give one of my family members is a Bible that I carried with me for years as my sword and my comfort and my best friend when I was preaching. The Word of God is my strength. It's where my faith comes from, where my boldness comes from. It's where my wisdom comes from, if I have any knowledge. It all comes from his word and serving him. So, old-fashioned perhaps, corny, yeah, maybe, but I love my family. And folks, y'all are part of my family. I got to meet some very fine people I never met before. One young lady from Hawaii, 29-year-old young lady, still single, said, "I can't find a man. That is a man. They're not growing up." I said, "That's really a shame, but I understand." She sat down and talked to Marcia and I for a long time. Just a beautiful young lady. It's just a sweet thing to meet people like that. And I can tell you others I got to meet that looked to me like I was really something special. Folks, I'm just Pastor Butch. I'm a mere mortal, a mere man. But I do love y'all. I wouldn't be in here on this radio doing this. This is not something I do for a living. I never have. And funds are slow right now that I'm getting very concerned for this coming month. I truly, truly am very concerned for this coming month. But it is what it is. But I want to share something with you. Because we know the scriptures tell us that God no respecter of persons. We know that he does not overlook sin. God does not excuse sin. He must forgive sin. And sin cannot be forgiven if it's not repented of, whether it be an individual or society. Repentance is a key to salvation for individuals and nations. If you read the book of Nahum, it's written really about a burden for Nineveh, the city of Nineveh. But the correlation between Nineveh in the book of Nahum and Revelation 18, the final whore, America, are just absolutely unmistakably paralleled each other. I'm going to read to you a few verses out of Nahum, and then a few verses out of Revelation. Now, I want you to understand that our God does not care who you are, what your nationality may be. He doesn't care what nation you're in. If that nation will love God and serve him, that nation will be blessed among all nations. America once was blessed among all nations. But now we're a gazing stock, which means like a laughing stock. People look at us in scorn. We have lost the last three wars we were in, police actions in Korea and Vietnam, and now 20 years in Afghanistan, pulling out and leaving people behind that were our friends. America has lost her image as being a nation that tries to do good. America is now as looked upon as a weak, weakling nation, and no wonder. Our military is filled with woke people, lesbians, sodomites, all matter of perversion. We now have no other people. How do you put this? We are now mocking your God with the very military. Do you think that he doesn't see that? Do you think that he doesn't know that we're doing that? You know that Ephraim in the Bible is us. And he mentions about Ephraim running in battle because they lose their courage. They become like women. Think about it. But in Nahum chapter 3 verse 4 says this. Pay attention. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. Now pay attention. That selleth nations through her whoredoms. What nation in the world has ever can even come close to doing what we have done with other nations, buying and selling, so to speak, leaders, taking leaders out, putting leaders out, installing their own leaders, turning backs on them, destroying them one at a time, taking them down for their minerals, for their wealth. Is that not America? Is it not? And turn their back on families, destroy their families. The solid foundation of any nation are the families, the moms and dads and children. We destroy that, pervert that to the point the children don't know who they are. The moms and dads might be two women, two men. We don't know what they're going to be anymore. No, you long, we don't know. I think you'll find that pretty much sums this up. He said, "Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will discover thy skirts upon thy face, and I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame." That is America. He's exposed us to the world. When it says that he will show us the skirts, it means he's going to show us naked before the world. He's exposed America to the world of what she really is. A whore. The whore of Babylon. One of the major parts of the whore of Babylon, maybe I should say. A absolute filthy, decadent society that takes pride in being perverted. And he says, "I will cast abominable filth upon thee and make thee vile and will set thee as a gazing stock." He says, "Calamity will come upon a nation that forgets him." Calamity is evil, destruction. He sends more evil to judge evil. He said, "I will cast abominable filth upon thee and make thee vile and set thee as a gazing stock before the world," so to speak. I'll make you a laughing stock. I'll make you a proverb that people tell to the children. This is what there once was, this great nation. A nation that was wonderful and great and prosperous and good. Then that nation turned to whoredoms. And it says in verse 7, and it shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh, or U.S., is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? When shall I seek comforters for thee? Now, in Revelation 18, I think you'll find some similar verses. Talk about the end time Babylon. Now, some people say the end time Babylon is a Catholic church. Some say it's this, some say it's that. I say it's America. I say it's America for a lot of reasons, but I'm not going to get into it right now. America fits the qualifications to it very much so. It's a nation. It's a nation of many peoples, mixed peoples. It sits upon many waters. It is absolutely fit the description of a nation that can be Babylon. We're one of the younger nations. The Bible says that's who we are. We're one of the youngest nations on the face of the earth, if not about the youngest. But he says it in Revelation 18. Now, folks, please pay attention, because I want you to see this. I want you to see this because this whole week, last week, he was telling people, please repent. Do what you can to stand against this evil coming from this nation. I mean, the COVID virus is regaining ground again. Moving back out in society. There are going to be shutdowns and lockdowns and more of this, of everything we thought was passed, or some people thought was passed. But it's not over. It's going to get much, much worse. Much, 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 much worse. Soon, if you don't get vaccinated or have a vaccine pass, you're not going to be able to go to the store. Now, you mark my words on that. It's coming. It's already happening in France. France is asking grocery stores not to sell to people that don't have the vaccine passport. You don't get it for yourself. In Australia, if you take the vaccine, right now you're allowed to be out of the house 1 hour a day. That's in Australia. Read it for yourself. You can be out of the house 1 hour a day on some kind of recreation. Get the vaccine, you can be out 2 hours a day. Isn't that wonderful? This is the world today. According to Georgia Guidestones, it went down to 500,000 population worldwide. from what I've been seeing coming down on the vaccination issues, by 2025, they may have that goal pretty much done where they want it in most places. America, by 2025, my friends, I believe will be a third world nation, a poor nation, with millions dead. I pray that I'm wrong in the sense that I don't like to think about myself either. But it doesn't change the fact that's happening, does it? And in Revelation 18, verse 3, remember I just read to you in Nahum, remember that? Revelation 13, verse 3 says, "For all nations have drunk of the wine of her wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies." Isn't that just what he said about Nineveh? She become rich or trade with nations? With Nineveh? Isn't it the same thing? And it says, another voice came saying from heaven, saying, "Come up among her, my people. They be not partakers of her sins, that you may receive not of her plagues." That doesn't mean you got to pack up and leave the country. That means you got to come out from among these whoredoms and live righteously as individuals, as families. "For her sins are reached into heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities." Folks, listen, this is serious. This is coming on America and the world, but America is where I live right now. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled with her filled to her double. How much she's glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, "I say the queen, am I no widow, and she'll see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plague come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord thy God who judges her." Now folks, listen, this is talking about something to happen in the future. It's almost here. America, such as a queen. "I'm no widow. I've got it made. I'm the wealthiest nation in the world. We've got the strongest throat to. I love you. We pray. God bless America." You know, maybe I shouldn't say this. Makes people angry, but that's okay. You get over it. It won't bother me if you'll get over it. I hope you will. At the end of the program this past Friday night, two ladies met on stage, great singers. They sung "God Bless America." Everybody stood up and sung it. I didn't. I couldn't. I can't sing "God Bless America." That's almost hypocrisy. Well, now that's almost blasphemy. It is hypocrisy. Almost blasphemy. How dare I sing for my God to bless America? A land that's murdered 75 to 100 million of your own babies, who's turned the family inside out with sexual perversion, who's killing millions worldwide with all manner of tools to deal with, whether it be outright war or diseases or famines. How would I say "God bless America"? You say, "Preacher, you must hate America." No, I don't hate America. I love what she was. I hate what she is. It's like a man who marries a beautiful virgin wife. Beautiful, sweet, innocent, pure. And she turns into a harlot. He loved her for what she was. He hates what she's become. That's America. I don't hate this country, folks. I hate what she's become. I hate it for my children and grandchildren's sake. I hate that the world now laughs at us and America is going to fall, is going to hurt because I see the future of this land and my children are in it. I may not live to see it, but my grandchildren will. And it's just the fact that the kings of the world, the leaders of the earth have committed fornication with us, and they live deliciously with her, and they're going to cry over us, folks. They're going to lament over us when they see the smoke of our burning. These are reasons why I preach so hard to tell you that you must get your soul right with God, because time is running out. The people won't even come close to this nation, it says. They'll be standing afar off because they're afraid of the plagues that fell upon her, for judgment come upon her. They don't want to get close to her. They can't buy anything from her, boy. They can't sell her anything. She's going. That is what's coming to America. I would urge you with everything in me, please, for the glory of God, for your sake, stay close to our Savior. Learn of Him. Get all the knowledge you can of what's happening in this world. Yes, folks, current events are important. Turn off that damnable lying TV set and listen to alternative news like you'll find right here in this broadcast. Listen to people tell you the truth what's happening about COVID, about the so-called vaccines that are not vaccines. There's a new variant. There's a new variant coming out. Just broke loose in South Africa. It's also New Zealand, and Switzerland, some other countries. A new variant that the vaccinations right now won't touch. Matter of fact, Fauci said you may have to have as many as 5 booster shots. 5 booster shots. But you can trust them. They're just on for their own good. And I just sent out on our website, if you look under health news on our website, PastorButch.com, you're going to see a 3-minute video of a doctor who says COVID does not exist. It's the influenza A and B. It's not COVID. They tested 1,500 positive COVID tests, supposedly, and found no COVID at all. But then some influenza A and B. Watch, it's on our website, PastorBush.com. Look under health news, you'll see it on there. You see it titled, COVID is a hoax. It is a hoax. But people don't know it and they're afraid of it. They're still wearing their mask. I mean, it's unbelievable the number of people that wear masks. You know, out of all the people there at this function, I think I may saw 2 people wearing a mask. One gentleman did come in and started screaming that everybody there was going to die of COVID. And the cops had to escort him out because the man was getting a little bit radical. But to walk among people unafraid to fellowship, shake hands, and hug. Dr. Timpenny gave me one of the sweetest hugs I've ever had in my life. What a sweet lady. And so did Dr. Carey today. It's just wonderful. And give Coach Dave a hug, another man a hug, because they're my brothers and they're warriors in Christ. No fear, folks. No fear. Oh, you say, you may die tomorrow. If I die tomorrow, then tomorrow was my time to die. Listen, my friends, if my God doesn't know my ending, he's not God. If I die in a car wreck tomorrow and he says, oh my gosh, I wasn't through with him yet. I wish he hadn't got killed in a car wreck. He's not God. He knows my end from the beginning. He knows it all. I'm not going to die until he says my time is up. And you aren't either. Oh, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. That's not, no. Take care of yourself. Please, take care of your body. The temple of God. But don't be afraid of death to the point that you give away what's left of your freedoms and worship man rather than the creator. Worship the creation more rather than the creator. Don't be afraid of man, what man can do to you. Don't walk in fear. We know what times you live in. We see it being fulfilled scripturally. We see America has turned into a great, great whoredom before God. We see it. But we walk in the might of Christ and faith in God Almighty, not in the fear of men. Back at the break, you want to talk to me? I wish you would. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield.
All right, folks, we're back. The phone line's open. Love to hear from you. Trudy Wood, 844-769-2944. Now, we are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. We're going to have Bible study this weekend. I know we were going a couple weeks because we was on the road a lot. You know, drove to Kansas City to see my granddaughter, which is a 13, 14-hour drive. Come home on Sunday. Drove back again on Wednesday back to St. Louis, which is a 9-hour drive. It's been a long week on the road. Nonetheless, we're back. We're going to Bible study this weekend. If you want to join us for Bible study, we start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We do prayer request and a little bit and some testimony time at 10:30. 11:30, we go into current events. At 1 o'clock, we go into Bible study. This weekend, I think we're going to do a special setup on some videos that you're going to want to see. You just have to watch it to appreciate it. So this weekend you can join us if you like. You can join us live. If you go to PastorButch.com and find live stream, there we are. Just type on live stream and watch us live starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Or if you don't have that computer, you can listen on the phone. They're dialing a phone number. No codes, no nothing needed. Just dial 339-209-5013. 209-5013. You listen to the Bible study and whatever people have to say then. I hope you will. We want to hear from you. I mean that. Seriously, we do. I'm not saying that we're anything special, but I think you'd enjoy yourself because we do share things that you're not going to hear in any other church in this area, or probably in your area. I know people don't like to hear that, but I'm not making fun of where you go to church, folks. I'm just telling you, if you're going to a church that had business meetings, that has trustees and has tax numbers like 501c3, you're really not going to a church. You're not. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I'll get the phone calls in a minute. Just hang in there. Please hang in there, BK, Mick, at 844-769-2944. You got to hear this, and I'll get back to the phone calls. I pledge allegiance to the queers. California teacher sparks outrage by getting students to pledge allegiance to, it says gay pride, I say sexual deviant pride flag, as school board launches investigation. Kristen Pitson posted a TikTok saying American flag made her uncomfortable, so got her students to say the pledge to the homosexual pride one she had hanging instead. Pitson implied she lost the American flag on purpose, prompting the school district to open an investigation. She's a high school English teacher at Newport Mesa School District in Orange County, California. Pitson sparked outrage with the move, with many asking why. The post received a host of polarizing reactions, and some commended her while others questioned why she lives in America. Folks, division, division, division. Division, division, division. A house divided cannot stand. That is America today. In every aspect, every way you look, we are divided on all kinds of issues, and it's getting much, much, much worse. Because the enemy knows what they're doing. People who cannot live peacefully among themselves can defend themselves or the communities or their nation. A people that cannot coexist with common morals and goals as far as keeping their family safe and doing what's right has no hope to exist. None. A multicultural society is a society of chaos. Destruction follows chaos. The New World Order follows chaos. Out of chaos comes order. This is not something that just happened overnight. This has taken decades to bring in and to ferment into this kind of turmoil. Started back in the 60s with the civil rights movement as far as trying to cause friction between blacks and white folks. We were among blacks all weekend. And not just blacks, other nationalities too. We broke bread with them. We talked to them, worked among them. Not one bit of friction. I met a young country singer named Jeffrey Anderson, sat beside me in the guest room where the speakers got to sit down and relax a minute. Young black fella, super sweet guy. Jeffrey Anderson, you may know who he is. He's a country singer. I don't follow country music much a whole lot. But I got to meet people like that, and I really enjoyed it because these people are my family in Christ. I don't know how else to say it, folks. But Christ will unite us. Without Christ as the core of society, society falls apart. As Colossians says, by him all things exist, and through him all things consist. To consist means it's got to be held together. And when that consistency is gone, everything flies apart. That's America today. I don't like to talk like that, but it is what it is. Christ was once, even though everybody in the nation were not Christians, obviously, Christ's values and commandments were once the cornerstone of our law system, of society's morals. And it's going. They're going. As a whole, they're going. Oh, there's still some people there that I really respect and work on. I was among them this weekend. But as a whole, Christ's value system has been scoffed at and mocked. And it starts heavily in the public school system. And I'm going to say this, get your calls. Now, I'm saying this out of love. Please don't take it as a personal attack. I'm saying out of love. If you love Christ, and you know what's going on in the public schools, and you still send your children there, you don't love your children, so therefore you don't love Christ. If you're sending your children to a public school where you know they're teaching sexual perversion, where you know sexual perverts are allowed to exist and work among you, walk among your children, whether it be other students or teachers or whatever it may be, or staff, you send them there, and you say you love them, you're lying to them, and you're lying to Christ. The children are your most precious asset that you can have. And you're given, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, the duty to teach them day and night. Not the public school system, not even the preacher, not the church. You! If you send them to public school, my friend, you're a part of the problem. And one day your child may curse you because of that. I'm telling you the truth. Do it as you please. I'm telling you the truth. Let's go to the phone call. Let's start first right here with BK in West Virginia. BK, welcome. Doing well, sir. How you doing?
Hey, doing real good. Butch, I thought it was awful horrible a few years ago when the CDC said pregnant women should get the flu shot. But now they're recommending pregnant women take the COVID-19 jab.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And you heard what I said about that doctor. If you go to a website, look up this. This I want you to do this, BK. I want you to see this. It's a 3-minute long video of a doctor, of a virologist who studies viruses, saying the COVID does not exist. It's influenza A and B. You check it out under health news on my website. The COVID is not anything but the flu. And now there's a new variant coming out of South Africa. They want to make a shot for it. And Fauci said you may need five booster shots. And in Israel, the ones you're catching the Delta virus, 80% of them have taken the vaccination. It's not working. You can't vaccinate against the virus because viruses mutate, people. Go ahead, BK.
Yes, sir. I got a couple news stories along those lines for you.
Okay.
An August 10th Oxford study said that vaccinated people carry 251 times the viral load of coronavirus as compared to those who have not received one of the vaccines. This is from National File. The study focused on healthcare workers who were unable to leave the hospital for 2 weeks. The study showed fully vaccinated workers carried and transmitted the virus to their vaccinated colleagues. They also passed the virus to unvaccinated people, including their patients. The vaccine used was Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. The study was Oxford University. And WVU Health System, the state's largest private employer, announced it will require all employees to be vaccinated by October 31st. The move came after the West Virginia Hospital Association announced its support for hospital and health system employee vaccination requirements. This led Mon Health and WVU Medicine saying they would require COVID vaccines, with WVU Medicine employees having to take the jab by October 31st. And Fauci said, yes, let's mandate vaccines for eligible school children. Our governor, Jim Illuminati Fat Body Justice, has put vaccine clinics in the West Virginia public food system.
Right. That's right.
He said vaccines are the ticket to ending this thing. And, you know, trials of the COVID-19 vaccine for kids younger than 12 have been going on for a while. Now they say these shots will be available to 11 and under after September. And the trial results for 2 to 4 year olds could arrive in October, and results for 6 months to 1 year olds in November. They could be jabbed next year. And Pastor, several colleges are charging unvaccinated students thousands of dollars in COVID testing fees to stay on campus. The University of Virginia are starting to disenroll unvaccinated students. Ronan University, a public school in New Jersey, announced with full FDA approval of the Pfizer vaccine, students have till September 7th to get their shots or they face removal. And Butch, you noticed that said full FDA approval.
And that's a lie.
It's not.
It's a lie.
Yes, sir. It's an EUA. That's an emergency use authorization. That's really not an approval, is it?
No, it isn't. It is not. Matter of fact, they did that when it first came out. They did that approval when it first came out. That's what they said. This is emergency use only.
Yeah, I got just a couple more things real quick, bro.
Okay.
There's a Cleveland Clinic study that says natural immunity is as effective as a vaccination. There's a study out of Israel showing natural immunity provides 13 times the protection against the virus than the jab. Israel have been forcing the experimental mRNA injections on their people. They have 78% of their people vaccinated. There's an Israeli doctor, Dr. Kobi Habib. The doctor said about the soaring COVID cases that 95% of the severe patients have had at least one dose of the vaccine. Dr. Habib also said 85 to 90% of hospitalizations are fully vaccinated people, Butch. He warned the vaccine is forcing hospitals to open up more COVID wards to deal with severe illness. Israel had been given a third COVID booster to fully vaccinated people over 60. That's the first country in the world to do so. And the Israeli boosters have tripled. And get this. West Virginia coronavirus star Dr. Clay Marsh said the state plans to mimic Israel's strategy. Governor Justice pushes for booster vaccine rollout. Justice announced that the Biden administration has authorized a third COVID-19 vaccine dose for Americans who are fully vaccinated. The federal government plans to begin booster vaccination in late September. Governor Justice said, we need to move, and September the 20th, to me, just ain't going to cut it. Federal guidelines say people waiting a third dose must take the vaccine, which only includes Pfizer and Moderna. West Virginia put long-term care facilities and medical professionals first for the booster vaccine.
Well, I don't know how much more people are going to take. I don't know if they're going to be dumb enough to take the second, the third, and the fourth, and fifth one. I have no idea. I don't know how dumb the people are going to be. Unfortunately, a lot of them are really ignorant so far, and they're showing the stupidity every day. Now, if they'll go along with this, I'd really like to think some of them would figure it out and say, no, this is nonsense. But I'm afraid, BK, that most of the ones that took the first shot will take the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, or whatever comes along. I think they will.
I guarantee you they will. And hey, Butch, I went to the West Virginia State Fair, and I watched Tracy Byrd and Tracy Lawrence in concert. And I wore the No Fear T-shirt with 2 Timothy 1:7.
All right. Any comments?
Yeah. I saw a couple people looking, but nobody ever said anything. And I saw a couple wearing masks. It looked like their eyes were going to pop out of their head. I didn't think I wanted to read their lips anyway, Butch.
I
went to the restroom. A couple old boys kind of bowed up and stared, you know. But I stood my ground. All went well. Glory to God. It was a stand for liberty and truth in these dangerous and deadly times. And everybody, it's a friend to call decision. Y'all get one of them T-shirts.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. I do. And BK, pray for our finances, please, because we are really in a dire need right now. But thank you, BK, for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. What a good call.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Yeah, I wore my shirt to see that doctor there in UFO City. He liked that shirt. He liked it.
He liked it. Well, good for him. Tell me, you know where you can get one.
Yeah, I forgot to do that, but I will get back content. I have to go back. Seems the cotton pickers here at this hospital will cancel my carrot operation, okay?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, we're having a COVID epidemic. Let's put it like this. They're on the pad, okay? You understand what I just said?
Oh, yeah, sure, dude. Yes. Yes.
That's bad enough. Now then, let's start something up. Where is, you know, Afghanistan? What's there?
Oil. Poppy seeds.
Besides that.
I don't know, what is there besides that?
Shinar.
Oh, yeah, Shinar. Okay, all right. Yeah. Yeah.
Esau, remember the words God said, I'll tear down and destroy Babylon. Well, Esau even said, I will rebuild Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those words?
That's true.
I say that the Bush family went and rebuilt it. That when they went into, you know, north of Iraq, the bushlands.
Mm-hmm. Well, that we'll soon know on that. You know, it's amazing, though, Mick, this happened, what we did over there. It really bothered me. They did the same thing they did in Vietnam. America has lost face completely. No one respects America. Should anybody respect America today?
Yeah, really.
You know, I mean,
and
it's just impossible.
All those terrorists come back with them to America, to New Jersey.
Same thing they did with Germany. They brought back the scientists. They didn't punish the ones who murdered the people. They brought back scientists that helped develop bombs here. You know that, too. We brought back their scientists.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We did do that. Operation Paperclip.
See, Psalm 73 tells you what it is. That's
okay.
Why they built converted Washington, D.C. into, I think, if you haven't seen the movie D.C. Street Surgery, then you have to understand what Washington, D.C. is exactly like London Town and the Vatican.
I have to agree with that. D.C. is a very occultic city.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It really is.
The whole surgery there is aimed at where? Babylon.
Yep, that's the very occultic. Good call, Mick, and thanks for being here again, my friend. Keep in touch with us, okay? Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go next to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but you know what? I think I told you, and I think when you went with guest hosting with Melanie Cedarstrom, this month, August 15th, would be the 50th anniversary, otherwise known as the golden anniversary of Nixon severing the last links of the U.S. dollar with gold, meaning foreign exchange. And that was the first step of leading to the petrodollar. And hey, what happened shortly after the 50th anniversary? Saudi Arabia, you know, enters into a mutual defense pact with Russia. And, and there's only one thing I can think that's going to lead to the repudiation of the petrodollar. And once that's gone, let's be like Venezuela or Zimbabwe or one of those other countries that have absolute hyperinflation.
We're heading that way right now. And I know you've noticed it too, Dave. You live in this country. You notice, I'm sure, the food increased prices. Even going to a restaurant to eat, you notice how the prices went up?
Oh yeah. And also, you know that there's lots of little bitty shortages, and sometimes there's big shortages.
Yep.
I mean,
it's going to get much worse.
Why do you think I preach to people and try and practice as much as I self, you know, my saying, from the floor of fauna, fishes, and fowls, obtain thee thine food, O man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've been telling for years, like you have, folks, you need to get a Berkey water filter. We have them here. You need to get some storable food. You need to call new money. You need to get some real money in your hand, gold and silver. Because Nixon took out the gold standard. We've had fiat currency since 1964. We have a dollar that's only backed by petrol, by oil, and that's coming to an end. When that comes to an end, the dollar is going to be worth absolutely nothing. China doesn't want them. China's not buying our treasuries any longer. They're not buying our debt. So now the Fed's buying our debt. People, this nation is so far in debt, we're buying our own debt. And go figure how long that's going to last. Go ahead, David.
Well, that's it. I could talk here for hours, but I'm sure there's other people who need to call too, so.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you, David.
Okay.
And folks,
bye-bye. Okay. I'll be with you.
Folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You know, we're told in the scriptures that there'll be a famine for the Word of God. And then there'll be a famine for the bread. Famine for food. We're told that. And we're seeing it happen. The Word of God, the famine is for this nation, for the true Word of God, has been really up on us now for many, many years. And now we're starting to see the famine for lack of bread coming to this country. It's coming, my friend. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Jan and Iowa, come on in.
Hello, Pastor. It's good to hear you back.
Thank you.
I did not make it to St. Charles. Fran went back into the hospital. She had bad infection. Not from her surgery, but from that infection she had a few months ago came back.
Okay.
So I was here, and I thought, I'll listen to him on the Internet. Well, guess what? Internet was down for a week. So I didn't get to hear from you. I go, they really don't want me. God doesn't want me to listen. He doesn't think I need to listen, or he's got something else he wants me to do.
or Satan just don't want anybody to listen. That's another thing, too. But, yeah, you can listen to it if you go to bardsfm.com. I think you'll find it on there.
Okay. All right.
Bardsfm.com.
But,
check it out there.
Oh, yeah. We got big problems coming.
Oh,
lots more
yes,
coming
did.
Down the pike. Mike Adams, he was near tears. I mean, he says, we're done.
Yeah.
We're under judgment. Alex Jones, we're under judgment.
Well,
they can see there's no way back.
How can we be so arrogant as a nation, and even as a church, that Christians are actually as guilty as a world, and thinking, oh, God's not going to judge us, we're America, and besides, we're waiting for the rapture, why do we care? But how do we become so arrogant and ignorant?
They're going to come, God's going to save us. God's not going to save us. He says, what is he going to do to the world? He's going to destroy it.
That's right. And America is ripe for judgment, but more than any nation in the history of the world, because America was given the most. To whom much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. And we certainly mm-hmm. have been blessed beyond any nation on the face of the earth throughout all creation. And now we got to pay for what we've allowed to happen as a country. Mm-hmm. And God help us, Jan. Our children are going to pay. I mean, yes.
We don't want to take
payday's coming.
Responsibility. We don't want to take responsibility for our sins, our
no.
individual sins, or our sins as a nation.
That's
People
true.
Don't want to take responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. Well, it's not anybody else's fault. You take responsibility for what you did. Somebody else may have started it, but what did you do? Did you add to it? Did you change it? Did you do the right thing, or did you go with the flow? No?
You know, if everyone would do what they know is right, if everyone who says they're Christians would do what they know is right, if they, the ones that believe in God, would just do what's right, we could maybe have this nation a brief reprieve. But the churches are doing nothing to prevent this. I don't know why they're even going to church. I don't know what they're trying to. I don't know what they're doing. They're going to vote a savior in? I don't think so. What's their idea?
So.
What are they waiting on?
The true word. They don't want to read the word, Pastor. They want somebody to tell them the word. And the people telling them the word are not telling them the truth. There is the false teachings.
Well, as I said before, there are no political solutions. There are no political solutions to a spiritual problem. Go ahead.
Nope. Israel is now going to inoculate three-year-olds and older. Mike Adams is saying that the people that took the jab in May, they are starting to die. They'll really die off in September, and they'll just go May to June, will be September to October, and they'll go on like that. We lost one of the voices for the for the truth, which is Robert David Steele.
Yes.
They don't know the true cause of death yet. We lost him. Alex Jones' mother was very ill. She didn't have COVID, but she was extremely ill. Or his father, too. But she grabbed him when she was ill. And she told him, you tell your listeners this. Joe Biden is going to be assassinated. They're going to use a truck bomb, and they're going to blow him and a lot of these members of Congress up. They're going to be there for something, and they're going to be blown up. And when she came out of it, she looked right at him. He was over talking to her. She said, you haven't told him that yet. Why not? So I think she got a message.
Well, she could have. We're out of time. Thanks, Paul, Jan. Appreciate it. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to talk to Stan Johnson. He has some prophecy he has to share to you. So don't miss it. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.